Hello, KZN, and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, there are some areas that are hot, and there are some areas that are simply just not. So this week on the KZN coastline, we haven't had any sards, we haven't had any shad, but there was still some fish to be caught, and we will, as always, get into all of it in great detail in this week's show. But what we can tell you is that we can smell a bit of spring in the air. However, that windy days are coming, so guys, while we have the opportunity to go and fish, make sure to get out there. Now let's get into the show, but before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. These are the stores that are ready to serve you throughout KZN for this weekend.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
That's right, guys. Kingfisher certainly has all that gear. Now, speaking of their gear, their tackle, this weekend is going to be massive. It's the South African Fishing Tackle Trade Show that's happening up in Johannesburg. Now, guys, I know we'll get a lot of messages as to can we come. Well, unfortunately, it's by invite only because it's only open for the trade. But what we are going to be doing is giving you a real special treat. We have been granted permission to film this live, so make sure to check out our channels, whether it's on TikTok, Facebook, or even YouTube. Guys, we will be live broadcasting from this event, and you will see the latest products from Daiwa and the Kingfisher. So guys, the trade show is going to be an epic event. You are sitting home. On our social media pages, we have the schedules of when we will be live, so make sure to check that out. Now, let's get into this week's show. As always, starting down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam. Now, guys, please take note. This voice note came from Adam straight after he sent me the clip of what's happening down the South Coast for our YouTube channel. That's where he sent me all the visuals and the water conditions. So this is just a reiteration that came after that video clip from Adam. So, guys, here's what's happening down the lower South Coast.
So yeah, definitely the bream have been on the bites, as you can see, some guys catching some nice ones. There's also been quite a few mussel crackers coming out recently as well, with a very nice one landed down in Port Edward. Unfortunately, the fishermen did try and revive the fish, but unfortunately it did die in the fight. As we know, they do tend to, the bigger ones, fight themselves to the death, unfortunately, but still very nice catch and nice to see a decent sized mussel cracker. There was another smaller one caught up in the Port Shepston area recent, which was released, so well done there. So yeah, fishing's been pretty decent. I see the bass fishing has definitely also picked up as well now. A couple of my mates fishing in the paddock and Harding area, getting some nice size bass there. The 1.5, 1 kilo basses definitely eating at the moment. So yeah, things have really turned up a bit, Vinesh. It's looking a bit sort of very clean this morning after that heavy sort of southwester we had yesterday. As you can see in the video that I, you know, sent to you earlier, so the sea is very, very clean this morning and hardly any shad around to talk of. Also a carp caught by Darvey recent, so nice little bit of a mixed bag going on down on the lower coast. Garrick have sort of dropped off a bit, but there is still the odd shad to be caught here and there. It's just this morning has been a bit quiet, obviously, with that water being so clean. You're still seeing loads of dolphin and whale activity around, so I know there's still small pockets of sards coming past, so you know, it's something to keep you busy down on the lower coast at the moment, from carp to bass to rock and surf. So definitely things are starting to look, you know, sort of level again. You're not having these good days and bad days anymore, so it's good. And quite a few snook around also in the Hibernian and Zimbabwe area still, and the sandies have started. Your winter diamonds are definitely on the bite still, so mixed bag, but good. Good quantity and good quality of fish coming out at the moment, Vinesh.
Thank you, Adam. Fantastic report. Great detail, to the point. Yes, it is not fireworks, but it's consistent, and there are fish to be caught, whether it's the bream species or in edibles. Guys, there's definitely stuff on the South Coast, and why not try your hand at that bass? It is spawning season. There are beautiful fish coming out. So Adam sent us all these images. It is on our YouTube page. Go and check it out. And if you are looking to see what the water conditions are like, well, that's on there as well. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach and the Manzantoti. We are with Gary, where things are not looking all that fantastic. Guys, I'm going to let Gary tell you more.
Evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. Yeah, that yellow water that got pushed this way off Durban originally, it's sort of rusty water. I ended up here during the week, and only with a southerly really today did it blow a lot of it back. It had a yellow sort of foam on top of the water yesterday here. And that really put a damp on the angling, eh? Just a couple of shad coming out here and there. A stray shad, I can say. And not much else to be seen. I did see quite a few gannets going early this morning, yeah, for Lovo. A shallow, very shallow dive, but then they were sort of gone. And afternoon and that, I didn't see anything at all. Yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead then. Till then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. A good, honest report. Guys, that is exactly what you can expect from Angler News South Africa. Our correspondents always give you the best advice and the honest, true advice. Now, we did say that there were some good areas and some bad areas. Now, that wasn't the best of areas, to put it that way. However, like we said, there are areas to fish, and one of those areas are in Durban. Now, this is Mike V from the Kingfisher, followed by Brad, where the fishing is once again looking absolutely perfect.
How's it, bud? Yes, Durban has had quite a bit of fishing in it. The guys have been quite a few garrick around, some lovely shad on live bait, a couple on the lures, but mainly on live bait. The guys not targeting those and fishing for the grunt and stumpy on the Durban North beaches have been rewarded very nicely. There's been some good stumpies and good grunters to be caught on the beaches. Grey sharks, very less, couple diamonds around. Also not big ones though, those 10, 20s, mainly eating the live bait where the oaks have been fishing for the garrick. But there are some around. On the ski boats, the guys fishing bottoms have been doing most of the damage. Quite a few keelback, rockfish, things like that. Otherwise, I was doing the trawling, still getting the odd cooter around, odd snook around, things like that. Not as wild as it was, but they are still getting. Durban Bay has been producing a lot of fish, a lot of grunter. No giants, but up to about 2.5 kilos have been a wild. Quite a few cob still, quite a few snapper salmon, things like that. Springer did make a small appearance last week. I know I got two of them. But they did make just a tiny little appearance, which is quite good. So it means that they should be here on time towards the end of September. That's how Kingies been a bit quiet. Thanks, man.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing reports over the last week. Hey, guys, yeah, the half cob are still around. Doing quite nicely with them. There's been some lovely rock hards. And then if you start going further south of the SBM area, guys, there's suddenly this time of year the 74s and the Natal Ras starts making their appearance. Guys, just remember, both of these fish are on the endangered no-take list. So, guys, please do not take them, release them, try, use a sinker to get them down to the bottom so there's no barometric damage to them. On the snook and garrick side, yeah, guys, they're still wild. They are all over the place. So if you want to go catch snook, find a nice light southwester, go to Blue Lagoon area, trawler fillet, and you should come right. The garrick also, nice live bait, preferably a little mackerel, and yeah, drift it around there, and they are around. Especially, they've also been coming out in the bay area, around the NSRI and the centre bank. So guys, tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, like we said, there are some areas that are hot and some are not, and Durban is definitely hot. Guys, that garrick action is definitely smoking down there now. We have got Jesse with a phenomenal report about fishing for that garrick, especially on that live bait end. Guys, moving up to the Lord Coast, we are in Ballito and Salt Rock with Jesse from the Kingfisher.
Morning, guys. Hope you're well. I hope everybody else is having a good fishing week, because the guys on the North Coast here haven't really been having a good time. There are an absolute ton of garrick around, but the main issue with garrick is it's not accessible to 90% of the beginners or the weekend warriors. They're more fish that you have to kind of specialize in. Sliding a bait for starters is not the easiest thing on earth, anybody who's done it will tell you that there are complications involved. You have to use a very particular tackle for Garrick. You can't use light line, for example. You have to use heavy line because they have got very, very sandpaper-like teeth that will wear through a thin line. You have to use very specific size and shape hooks. You have to rig your baits in a specific way. And you have to use a specific slide. So even over and above the fact that sliding is a little bit complex in itself, you have to take into account all of these new factors you have to make provisions for as well with Garrick. So that is now on the sliding side. Spinning for Garrick is fairly easy, but for the most part in our waters here on the North Coast, not as productive as live bait. And you can see that in the numbers of how many Garrick have been caught on plugs and spoon and how many Garrick have been caught on live bait. I'd say that 95% of the Garrick that have come out this season and most of the seasons are on live bait, shad, carantine or mullet. But when we talk about these complications now, it will go back to what I was saying. It's not easily accessible to everybody. Not everybody has a rod and reel that they can slide on, for starters. With the new movements of coffee grinders for the last maybe 10 or 15 years, a lot of people have got grinders with braid on them. They don't have the ability to slide very well. And it's not to say you can't slide on braid, because you can definitely slide on braid. It's just that you're very limited. Most people have 50-pound braid. If you have a slide that goes down the line and it twists in the wrong way and you put a little bit too much pressure, your braid will part like it's cotton. Not only that, the braid loses lifespan when you're sliding on it because it's not designed for that abrasion. Braid is the most useless material for abrasion resistance. It just does not take a beating at all. And that is one of the main reasons everybody uses a leader. So slides are not great with braid. Apart from that, the main issue with sliding on braid, and a lot of people tell you that it's only the abrasion factor, the main issue is the whole concept behind sliding is that you clip your slide on, slides down to the water, and then the work is yours. You'll see the guy sitting there pumping it to try and get it out. What that's doing essentially is when you pull it up, you take up, let's call it a meter or two of line, because there is 10% stretch in most of our monofilaments. And basically what happens is if you've made a 100-meter cast, you've got essentially 2 meters of stretch on that line before the sinker wants to come out. So if you pump that rod up and down, you're getting on average a meter to a meter and a half of line up towards you. When you release that pressure, bring the rod back down to the ocean, what happens is the non-return slide locks up and it pulls that bait a meter closer to the sinker. And obviously the repetition there will get the sinker down to the bait down to the sinker. With Garrick, a lot of people are using a return slide, which means that there's none of that non-return function. So you can shake it as much as you want. It's not going to get it down to the sinker faster. You have to rely on the way you rig your bait, and you have to rely on the current and often a little bit of weight on the rig itself as well to help it get down there. The saving grace is that it's a live bait. So if you rig the bait correctly, a lot of the time it'll actually swim it out to the sinker. And a lot of people will tell you that it takes a lot longer, and often you'll get picked up in the mid-break as well, which is not a bad thing. But if you're on braid, that is an issue. So this takes us now back to the accessibility factor. 90% of the people that have rod and reel that are heavy enough for Garrick, let's say a 50-pound braid on a size 6,500 grinder on a 14-foot rod. Let's just say that's the run of the mill. Basically, that is now going to be perfect for Garrick as far as your strength goes, and with the ability to cast a 7 or 8 ounce sinker if you need to for the rough conditions. And that outfit you can use for your Garrick, just use a return slide, not a non-return slide. And basically what's going to happen is if you want to change your braid out for nylon, you can, but not many people have that available to them. They can't just pop into the shop whenever they can. So that is the complication when it comes to the average guy fishing for garrick. You'll get the specialists that do it frequently. They wait for garrick season every year, and they have a designated rod and reel for garrick, which is generally something like an SR50 or Grandway 50. Those are the two most commonly used reels for garrick. It's got anything from a 0.5 to 0.55 monofilament on it for the stretch that you need for a non-return slide. As I said earlier, you can't use braid with a non-return slide. It doesn't stretch. So when you're pumping it, that doesn't help it get down to the bottom. So these guys that specialize in it are catching a ton of garrick. And that is why you'll see that a lot of guys are opting for spinning for garrick, because you can just get a cheaper spinning outfit and go through a plug and still catch. You don't have to worry about getting a designated multiplier out for sliding for these fish. And that's what a lot of the guys have been doing. Like I said, about 5% of guys have been catching garrick on plugs, spoons, and the other 95% on bait. The guys that have been catching garrick on bait have been using Carantine mainly, because there's a little bit of a lack of showings of shad at the moment. The shad have kind of taken a bit of a dip. Mullet for the guys that are going into the rivers and getting some mullet. Apart from that, it just is what it is with the bait. We have to wait for the right bait to come through, but any bait in the water still has a chance of catching a fish. So that's as far as the garrick has gone, and that's just a little bit of insight on the outfits that the guys are using. As far as your other species from the surf go, we have had a bit of a tough time. It's been really flat. We've seen what's quite nice now is the guys that have been fishing up at from Christmas Bay all the way down to Belito, like in the Salt Rock area as well. They're catching a lot more species, a wider variety of species. Carantine, bronze bream, stone bream, rock cod. There's been a couple of banded cullion that I've seen come out. It's just a really good all-round variety of species. Nothing massive yet, but it is picking up. I was on the ski boats, I've had a rough time. The sea has been terrible. I haven't seen many guys launching. And the guys that are launching are just fishing for bottom fish, because that's really all there is around at the moment. You'll struggle to find any game fish at the moment, apart from maybe a snook or two. And then if we go through to the bass side of things, we have had a really good run. The guys at Albert Falls are absolutely cleaning up. It's really, really good there. And we've seen some really nice fish come out at Hazelmere as well. I mentioned to a couple of guys in the beginning of this week, the guys fished on the weekend and caught some good fish. But the fish seem to still be in slightly deeper water, and they will be moving up to the shallower water. As I said before, Hazelmere spawns before any other dam in KZN, basically. So I think Hazelmere is the dam to try and take advantage of now in the next week or so, before the other dams really turn on properly. Guys, have a good week. Let us know what's happening out there. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Wow, buddy, you blew my mind. I don't think I've ever had anyone explain on these shows the detail of fishing with live baits and fishing for garrick and sliding down. I mean, we explain it to a few guys every now and then when we're in the tackle stores and newcomers to the game. But to have it explained in that detail, absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for that. That is truly what the show is about. It's not just about the fishing reports and where to go and get your fish. It's also the advice we get from our guys at the Kingfisher. And you are not going to get advice more detailed than that. So big up to you, Jesse. Thank you so much for that report. Now, guys, moving up to Mchinzini Banks, we are with Nick, where Nick has been speaking about the river that is closed, but there are still some big fish trapped inside. Guys, here's Nick's report of what's been going on up in his area over this past week.
Oh, morning, Vinesh. The river is still closed. Water levels are rising by the day. But the fishing seems to sort of be normal, how it should be. You know, there's a lot of little bites and little activity going on. However, one of the youngsters got a fair-sized cob and a Malabar, which is about 1.5 kilos. So there goes my theory that the big clever fish leave the river when it closes. In saying that, a few years ago we did go up to the river mouth and we did catch quite a few big fish, big diamonds, brown skates. This was the time before last when it closed. And we carried them over the dune and let them go in the sea while the locals were carrying the fish back home to eat. So it was a race against time. It's quite an interesting exercise. I was up there last week on Thursday, but I didn't see any fish sort of trying to get back out to sea. And maybe they've already taken the fish away. The deep sea, the guys, quite a few guys, boats went out on Sunday. They're all targeting bottom fish, all fished inshore, and snook. I don't know if any of the boats got snook, but I know from what I hear and the pictures I've seen, the guys got some nice-sized cob and a fair amount of bottoms. Nobody was greedy and overdoing it. The rock and surf was very quiet. I did see a few guys that were fishing over the weekend, but one guy caught a little hound shark, and the other chaps didn't really catch anything. The sea wasn't particularly wild either. No, the conditions were good for rock and surf fishing. We've got a big competition coming up soon, the Ski Boat Club versus the Rock and Surf Club. It's a Garrick competition. The only fish count is Garrick, and it's going to be quite interesting now the river mouth's closed, is where we're going to actually fish. Because normally we fish it up at the river mouth, because that's on the south bank. That's a hot spot for them. So maybe the fish are coming to look for the river and they'll go there again. Only time will tell. Weather doesn't look too shabby for the weekend. Even though we've got these few cold days today, tomorrow, and I think Thursday it starts warming up again. The sea is quite big here at the moment. I think this is because of this cold front. Anyway, have a good week, chaps. Bye.
Thank you, Nick. Another good report coming out of there. Well, when I say good, good, as in there's still some big fish in the river, although it's closed. And, well, yeah, there's no fish on the rock and surf side. But, hey, we got that comp coming up where it's the rock and surf boys versus the ski board boys for that Garrick. And I'm sure with Nick being over there, there will be that conservation side in place. So that's a good one. I can really depend on him to make sure things are nice and clear with that. So now, guys, moving further up the lower coast, we are in Richards Bay, where I've chatted with Ellie this morning, and Ellie has been saying that there are a lot of Garrick about. Guys, there are boats that are sitting in the harbor catching Garrick day after day, so let's hope they are respecting those bag and size limits. We do not want another Garrick slaughter out there. But apart from that Garrick, there are cob, salmon, and rockard, as well as some cooter and snook on your offshore side. In the harbor, like we said, apart from the Garrick, there's also a fair amount of salmon that's been caught, and the kingfish has gone a bit quiet. Now moving up to St. Lucia, where I've got a new buddy out there, and his name is Boise, who's working up at the tackle den, getting the latest reports of what's been going on. And what we've heard of this week are some big cob, lots of cob at night. There was a bit of shad on the bite, but that moved very quickly in and out. They are there for a moment, they're gone, and when that shad is there, the Garrick are there as well. So St. Lucia, Cape Vital areas, a bit of touch and go, hot and cold, apart from that cob at night. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfish Repeats Maritzburg, who's getting a little excited because it is just a week away from the river season being open, but there are still some other fish to be caught. Not the greatest of times, but those that are trying are definitely getting that fish to hand. Guys, I'm going to leave Jan to tell you more about it. Here is his freshwater report for KZN.
Hey there, guys. Apart from a wee downward blip in the weather during the week, it looks like we are safely on the way to spring. Dare I say it, the forecast for the next week is looking good. Only a week and some change, and it'll be the 1st of September. And as reported last week, trout anglers are gearing up for the opening of the river season. Gear is being dusted off and flies are being frantically tied. Looking forward to swinging my one weight and watching a brownie smash the dry fly off the surface. But before that, I'm up for a bigger, much bigger river up north and some toothy critters. Stay tuned for that. I mentioned the August trout trickery, and it seems to be continuing its run. While some excellent fish have been reported from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, there's been a fair sprinkling of null returns in between. I guess it's that old adage of lucky versus not so lucky. The fish that have come to hand, however, have been pretty much all on the upper end of the tape measure. Only a few in the 30 to 40 centimeter, that is 12 to 16 inch bracket, the bulk being in the 40 to 50 centimeter, that is 16 to 20 inch range, and then a good showing of fish in the 50 to 60 centimeter, that is 20 to 23 inch range, and then a single fish pulling the tape to over the 60 centimeter, that is 23 inch mark. Anglers are still reporting success with some larger patterns. Of interest is a report that mentioned the Black Mamba. It's a well-known competition fly used to great effect in the UK. Across the board, however, it seems to be a mixed bag, with some anglers reporting dragonfly patterns, for example, the Papa Roach and Olive and Black, Of course, the ubiquitous woolly bugger in black, brown and olive, and as well as strip leaf minnow patterns. And then other anglers noting nothing going on the big food size, but having to resort to egg or blob patterns and trailing wee nymphs. For example, a PTN size 14s and 16s. I guess if it was easy, well, everybody would be doing it, as they say. So the finicky fish keep us coming back for more. Last weekend was the Camberg Outdoor Challenge, which saw the challengers engaging in afternoon fishing. One such challenger reported that the fishing was tough, even going so far as intimating that there were no fish in those fabled Camberg waters. "It is what it is," was the response. "Come back next year and see what we can do for you." This weekend sees the finals of the Top Scorecard Trophy Challenge taking place around Nottingham Road. 15 teams, the top 5 each from the 3 preceding legs, will battle it out, including the Stranger Dangers, all ladies team, the winners of the 3rd leg. Wishing all the anglers tight lines and look forward to reporting on the war stories next week. There have been some good bass around, but you just need to find them. Last weekend saw the Bass Warehouse Tournament Trail event taking place in Albert Falls Dam, with local anglers Kirk van Roerwijk and Willie De La Rosa doing just that. A practice session on Friday had them putting fish of 4.4 kilos and 3.7 kilos in the box, followed on comp day on Saturday by a 3rd place out of 40 boats with a bag of 8.38 kilos, as well as heaviest fish in the comp, coming in at 3.4 kilos. Some good fishing there, and congrats, guys. Fish are in pre-spawn and moving about, but once found, reports are that it's a case of anything that you can throw at them. Midmar is also reported to be fishing well. The scaly, that is Natal yellowfish anglers, are getting out and about, but reports are somewhat varied. Very quiet, with little or no action on the Umkomas and Umgeni systems, but it was full tilt this last weekend on the Tugela, even with the water being low and clear. One report mentioned, "A little tricky, but once you located the fish, you got quite a few." And then mentioned, 22 fish in 2 sessions. Well, I'd say that sounds like good fishing to me. Most fish were in the 30 to 40 centimeter range, with some bigger fish coming out, including a solid fish of 55 centimeters. Well, guys, that wraps it up for this week. Tight lines, and do stop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another great detailed report of what's happening in the Midlands. Yeah, the trout fishing did slow down a bit. Those that did get some fish are on our YouTube channel, so guys, go and check that out. As for that bass, some real cracker catches coming out. It is certainly in spawn mode, and yeah, that scaly action is definitely alive at Tugela. So Jan, thank you for keeping us in the loop of what's going on, and we are looking forward to next week's results of the Spa Tops Ladies Challenge. Now guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. Like we said, there are some areas that are hot and some that are not. That seems to have been the theme for our show and the theme for this past week. However, this was the catches that came up during the course of the week. And what happens this weekend? Well, I guess that's fishing. As for me this weekend, I am going to be at the SAFTAD. That's the South African Fishing Tackle Trade Show up in Johannesburg, bringing you the latest of what's been going on from the biggest brands in our industry. So make sure to follow us. Check us out live on Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube. And those times are posted on our social media pages. So until next week, guys, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.